to say, well, welcome everybody. This is the Meet the Owners call for Purium, April 22nd. So glad you're listening in. And we've got a special treat about one of our owners, Amy Venner, going to be sharing some mystery information here tonight. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. It's a very, very fun job to have because, as I said, we've got so many people dialed into our mission and our movement, people wanting to get healthy, wanting to learn more, not only for themselves, not only for their families, not only for their friends, but for their communities at large. People are realizing that there's, you know, lots of bad stuff in the world, not so much good stuff in the world of food, and Purium is that shining light, and Amy's been at the leadership position running our manufacturing facility for two full decades, making sure that we get the highest quality ingredients, making sure that everything that goes into that container is as natural as possibly can be, as pure as can possibly be. So she's on the front lines, and she's been on the front lines of this movement for a couple of decades, and it's great to have her on the line. And so I'm going to turn the call over to you, Amy, and why don't you share what the subject is and what we're going to be learning about tonight.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And it was really short notice, but I'm always happy to be invited and be on these calls. It's really great to hear all the beats because it just wasn't so long ago. I mean, it's been a couple years now, but when we, you know, it just wasn't beeping at all. So I know some people get frustrated with all those beeps coming in, but, you know, it really is, it's a reminder. I think that Dave and I and David Litt, too, we like those beeps because it's a reminder to us that when we're working through some of the frustration of running the business, just, again, it's this tangible reminder of the lives that we are impacting. And so I'm going to kind of go off subject a little bit. There's a couple things that Dave was going to cover regarding maybe frustrations or questions that could be leading to frustrations with a couple of the products in the transformation. And so for those of you who know me or have seen me speak or been on my Facebook, I like to incorporate quotes that help me kind of center my thought or feelings on something. And so tonight, my quote for tonight, and I'll put it up on my Facebook page, is to conquer frustration, one must remain intensely focused on the outcome, not the obstacles. So I'm going to say that one more time because this is something that is so true for me. It's so true for what David Litt's been going through lately. And actually, it's true why Dave Sandoval wanted to have this call because there's people have been having some questions. They've been getting a little frustrated with a couple of products or a couple of things. And so we just want to clear that up, and we want to remain focus on the outcome, not the obstacles. And so I'm so glad we have this forum where we can talk about that. So my quote one more time is, to conquer frustration, one must remain intensely focused on the outcome, not the obstacles. Well, that is so true in Dave Sandoval and my life and career. We have had so many obstacles over this 22-year period that we've been running this business, but we remained so focused on the outcome that those obstacles didn't matter. And honestly, I think that the leaders in this business, the people that are going out and that are sharing this message of what the transformation can do, how it can change the lives of others, they are doing the exact same thing. They are focused on the outcome of changing the life, focused on the outcome of the weight loss, of the detoxification, of the amazing metabolic benefits that your body is going to experience when you complete the transformation or you begin the transformation, and they are not getting hung up on the obstacles. Well, we're going to talk about a couple of the obstacles that people may be getting hung up on tonight. We're going to clarify that and get people all rowing in the right direction, rowing to get to that outcome. And so something that's come up for Dave Sandoval and I lately, it's come up through Facebook, it's come through David Litt, is people may be getting frustrated about the scoop size of the power shake. So I know this may seem menial. You may be laughing or smiling out there if this has come up to you. But when you're doing a 10-day program and you're taking three shakes a day, it's really important that you get the right amount of scoops. And so this has come up, and we really do take issues like this extremely seriously. We're a GMP certified facility, and so when we get complaints of this nature, we launch what's called an investigation. So a couple of complaints like this came in, and so we did. We had done a little testing here, a little testing there, but we opened up a full investigation on it. And so I don't know if you guys know, but we're required to keep lots of retained samples. So we basically have a retained sample of every lot number we have produced for the last 7 years. That's part of our quality control and our quality program here. So I didn't go back 7 years, but I went back a couple months, and we pulled out over 10 samples that we produced in the last couple months, and we really did a thorough examination under different circumstances. And what we realized is that, one, I think there is still confusion about a rounded scoop versus a level scoop versus a slightly rounded scoop, and also the density of the product and how you personally can change the density. And a lot of us don't realize that. And so we don't want anyone to come up short on their scoops. Absolutely not, because you're on that program. You want to complete that program and feel like you've gotten all 10 days of value out of that. But the first thing I want to say is we pack by weight, not volume. Has anyone ever seen that on like a bag of chips or a bag of cereal? They print right on it, pack by weight, not volume. And the reason that they do that is because these products settle with shipping, they settle with time, or they settle if you are sometimes in, or at least with the Power Shake, if you're in a more humid environment. So actually a little bit of moisture, even though you keep the lid screwed on really tight, will get into that powder every time you open it, and it will pack it down. It will kind of begin a slight caking or clumping, and it'll make that powder more dense. So if the powder is more dense, when you scoop the same scoop, you could potentially end up with more weight per scoop, which would then theoretically give you maybe 29 servings, not 30. So what Dave was going to suggest that everybody does is that when you get your Power Shake, or once you've had it open a day or two, because it's usually quite up to the brim. When you open it, it's quite up to the brim. So I don't recommend shaking on the first day that you get your Power Shake, because when you open it, it might be all over your kitchen. But after you've taken a couple of three scoops out, when you go to scoop your scoop again, if you just roll it, if you just lay it down on its side and give it a little gentle roll, or even hold the cap in your hand and just turn it upside down once and then back and then once again, maybe do that twice, that will aerate the product. So if it has settled from either sitting on your counter, maybe getting a little bit of humidity into it, you can aerate the product. And then that very ever so slightly rounded scoop, level scoop, you'll get the exact number of servings, if not more. Because in our investigation, you know, we got anywhere from exactly 30 servings up to 33 or 34 servings. And everyone was right on the money when it came to gram weight. So this really is all about density, not over scooping, and making sure that the product is not compacted in your container. So what you absolutely don't want to do is take your container, bounce it a few times to tap it down, and then take your scoop, or take your scoop and then bounce it like if you're baking. Sometimes, like my mom would teach me, when you're baking and you scooped out your dry ingredients, you always shake it to make sure that you're getting a full cup in the measuring cup. So I do that. I have clear Pyrex measuring cups, and when I measure something out, I always shake it to make sure it settles down to that line. Well, we don't necessarily want to do that with our Power Shake, because we have not compensated for what's called a packed density. We've made the scoop on what's called a loose bulk density. So if we just do that, that can overcome the frustration, get us back focused on the outcome of the amazing health benefits that you're going to get from using this Power Shake in your, you know, in your transformation and in your daily life. So that was one of the topics that Dave asked me to touch on tonight. So
that's great, Amy. And just to validate what you said, when I first heard about this issue, I live in Colorado. It's very dry. And when I did a scoop test of my own Power Shake, I got 33 servings, 66 full-on rounded scoops. But, you know, it's very dry here. I don't know if the altitude has anything to do with the density, but bottom line is, you know, I was like, how could somebody get less than 30 servings out of this? I mean, this thing is packed to the brim. And, you know, but I think you're right. I think it has a lot to do with the moisture and, you know, and maybe some other variables packing it down.
Right. So just aerate it up by holding that big cap in your hand. Just turn it upside, make sure it's screwed on. You don't want Power Shake all over your floor. Make sure it's screwed on tight. Hold it upside down. Rotate, rock it back and forth a time or two. And then you'll get that loose density where the scoop is designed for. So that was one frustration that Dave was going to touch on tonight before he got called away. And then another one that he asked me to talk about a little bit is our new product, the Super Lights. And so there's been a couple people Facebooking in with questions, calling in with questions, and saying, you know, I'm not sure that I'm losing the appropriate amount of weight, or I'm confused about the sodium. And so one thing that he wanted me to touch on, or that he wanted to share, is that you are in control of your transformation. So we put out a program, a support guide. We put out a schedule, but there are some variables with that. So it could be you have to look at what your flex foods are. You have to look at how much you're exercising. You have to look at how much you're eliminating during your transformation, and you can use some guidelines to make some adjustments. And the Super Lights is a product that, depending on what you're using for your flex foods, you may or may not already be getting sodium in your diet during the transformation. So if you're taking like a half of avocado and sprinkling your sea salt on it, you're getting sodium. If you're taking a cucumber, sprinkling the sea salt on it, you're getting sodium. So for those of you that are taking sodium, dietary sodium, through your flex foods or through your flex meal, you may not need the full 3 capsules of the Super Lights. So what Dave suggested is that if you are having the flex meal and you know that there is dietary sodium in the flex meal, if you're doing those flex foods with the sea salt, that you can go 1 capsule of Super Lights a day. You can go 2 capsules of Super Lights a day. And if you're not having rigorous exercise, which we don't recommend at all on the transformation, you can adjust it. Now, if you are one of those people that does a little bit more exercise maybe than it's recommended, we really want you to have the Super Lights because you're sweating a lot and you really need it. It's very important to keep that electrolyte load up there as high as possible. But if you're not sweating a lot during the transformation, you may not need all 3 Super Lights. And Dave also suggested if you're not eliminating at least once a day, you might want to back off on the Super Lights as well, and you can just adjust it. Or the day that you eat the avocado with sea salt, maybe that day you take 2 capsules. You know, maybe you have a flex meal that you know has additional sodium in it, you take 1 capsule. So we can use the schedule as a strict, absolute schedule, or we can make accommodations understanding what the purpose of the product is and adjust it. Don't go more, but go less based on the dietary sodium that you're intaking through your flex foods and flex meals.
Well, I don't have much to add on that. I don't have much to add on that one, Amy. You know, I think that there is definitely a misconception that salt equals bad, and clearly that's not the case when you're transforming. You know, that there is a good amount of salt, and it seems counterintuitive, but salt actually improves hydration and it improves, you know, the process of detoxification. Minerals are a really important part, especially sodium, of that detoxification process and the intercellular work that's happening. And so being depleted of salts is bad. So it's worse than having too much salt. So if you're going to fault on one side or the other, fault on the side of too much salt, not enough salt for hydration purposes.
Absolutely. No, that's totally right, because, I mean, our bodies are electric, and we need these electrolytes for basic, you know, metabolic functions, and so it is very important, and we want to work on the elimination, and that's what the super cleanser is all about. But some people are very few people, but if you're still not eliminating, you really have to look at, you know, how much water you're consuming, and then, because it really is, we're trying to really hit the sweet spot between the sodium content, the dietary sodium, and those electrolytes, and, you know, intake of water, so your body is sure that it's satisfied, because, you know, we've heard the story, Dave said it so many times, you've heard it over and over and over, it's not, you know, just a day thing, that when your body feels like it is either getting dehydrated, or it's being starved of nutrients, it's being, you know, it's lacking water, your body will do everything that it can to hold on to everything that it can. So we're really trying to hit the sweet spot of holding on to enough water that you're, and consuming enough water so your body doesn't want to hold on to anymore. So the sodium is actually, it's this really sweet spot of trying to get you hydrated, stay hydrated, which will reduce the headaches and things like that, and then having enough water there and going in, then your body begins to release what it can release and gets you back to a homeostatic level, like a level that we really should be at. So it's super, super important that while you're drinking your power shakes, even though you think, how could I drink anything else, that you've got to keep drinking that water, because you've got to have the water to give your body literally the confidence to start letting go of the water that it's held up, because it may have gotten afraid that you were going to let it get dehydrated. And so the super lights and the sodium plays a nice role in helping your body figure all of that out.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. So those are two really good subjects. Anything else that you and Dave discussed and what you wanted to cover here tonight, Amy?
Basically that, you know, Dave knows that, you know, both of us, Dave and I, and again, that goes kind of back to my quote, that it has been, you know, we've had some issues, you know, these last few months, and that we wanted to say, you know, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for believing in us, you know, because a lot of people would have gotten frustrated with some of the issues that we've had, and honestly, over the last 2 days, we've had record amounts of orders through the day before backup order day, the day of backup order day. And what that tells us is that we've got an army of people out there that are focused on the outcome, that are focused on the outcome of helping people have better lives, free of disease, and teaching people how to live better and feel better and just enjoy life with this vehicle of whole food nutrition, that people are focused on that outcome. And yes, we may be getting frustrated with some of the obstacles that we're encountering, but we're not giving up. And so that's something that is really, really meaningful to Dave and I, that he really wanted me to share that. And we're sorry that he wasn't on the phone to do that himself.
Well, if I could share one, you know, a couple pieces of good news here to close it out. And, you know, I appreciate your honesty and openness and, you know, covering, you know, some of those things. And I agree with you. The big picture looks fantastic. You know, two things I wanted to share. One is that we're seeing lots and lots and lots of increase in PLC membership. And so we're seeing a really nice shift from being in some ways a transformation company, this 10-day program, to a lifestyle company. And we're seeing that in the numbers, and the numbers don't lie. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about what that means long term as far as you were talking about earlier, Amy, how many lives we can truly change. We can do a lot in 10 days, and there's lots of great science now that shows that gut bacteria and you know, habits and lots of things can change from a radically positive change in diet in a really short period of time. But obviously, it's that bigger picture, longer change, you know, that happens over months or years where the true health benefits come through. And we're seeing more and more PLC membership. So I think that's a really important thing for those of you who are members that have gift cards to share. I really appreciate you talking about the PLC membership above and beyond just the transformation. So numbers are showing up in a big way on that. And then another thing is just, you know, we're just right in that sweet spot where I can't turn on the news, I can't open up a newspaper without seeing something about superfoods and organic and non-GMO, or on the opposite side, all of the companies that are doing processed food, you know, their sales are down, they're changing their menus, they're doing whatever they can to kind of catch up and play catch up with a position, Amy, that you and Dave have had for 20 plus years. And I know that Dave is going to be on a TV show, a really important TV channel called New York One. And he's going to be the nutritional expert for New York One. That's what he was preparing for tonight, is he's going to be traveling and filming a whole bunch of segments. And so there's just more and more attention. I was on the phone today with our PR company, and you know, they're just saying this is one of the most fun businesses to talk about to the media, just because there's such great response. It's such a relevant concept of people wanting to get healthy during swimsuit season, wanting to learn about organic food and organic, you know, farming. And so all of the things that we talk about, all of the things that have been important, Amy, to you and Dave for 20 plus years, all the things that are important to us on the phone, you know, that's what's starting to become important in the world. And we are making a difference. And Dave talks about, you know, this idea of really changing the world. And it sounds like hollow words until you see the world starting to shift, and that's definitely what's happening right now, is the world starting to shift. And, you know, we're playing an important part, and it's really exciting. So anyway, you know, wanted to focus on the big picture and the outcome here at the end of the call, and appreciate you being on, Amy, to lead us through some of the, you know, situations with PowerShake and Superlights and other stuff. But we're here for the long term, and, you know, the market's moving toward us, so it's really exciting.
Awesome, awesome. And I'm staring out my window, my office here, at a banner that we have. If you've been at the facility, you've seen the banner over the labeling line that says, "You change lives." And so we have this banner out for our employees, but honestly, this is the mantra for every single person on this call. It says, "You change lives one serving, one bottle, one order, and I'm going to add just one share at a time." So, you know, thank you all for believing in us, sticking with us, sticking with this product, and, you know, opening it into your family and your lifestyle, because we have just seen dramatic, dramatic, dramatic changes all over the U.S., all over the world, honestly. And so you're a part of that. You're doing that with every bottle that you share with someone, every bottle you bring home into your family's lives, your own life. And I had a super, super proud moment in the call with this today. My daughter's first grade teacher is coming to work every day, coming to the classroom with a PowerShake. So I am just like a beaming, you know, distributor right now that I made a difference in her life, and she messaged me on Facebook and said, "I feel better than I felt in years." So, and she's committed. She did a transformation, and now she's on a maintenance. And so it's just so inspiring when you can personally make a difference in someone's lives, and everybody on this call is doing that with you know, being part of this program. So I just want to thank you and acknowledge you for that.
Absolutely. Well, we're just getting warmed up, so good things happening. Thanks for being on the call this evening, and Amy, that's a great way to wrap it up with you know, how we affect lives so directly and so immediately, and so. Appreciate everybody being on the call. If you got some gift cards, go share them tonight. Thanks, everybody.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Night.
Good night.